Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The plan to eliminate minorities reaches the United States Supreme Court, and Liberty Counsel has filed an amicus brief. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, in our brief, we have asked the Supreme Court to really consider this abortion pill as a tool of modern-day eugenics. In fact, in our brief, we tell the High Court that this dangerous abortion-inducing drug is being used by pro-eugenic organizations to eliminate unborn children based on race, sex, and disability.
Yeah, there is a major case pending at the U.S. Supreme Court. It's about the mail-order drug mifepristone. And this drug is clearly associated with not only abortion, but eugenics. And it is now owned by the Population Council. Population Council was founded in the 1950s, 1952, by an elite cabal of eugenicists determined to reduce the global population and to preserve the quality of the human gene pool. John D. Rockefeller III kicked off the group's inception along with Planned Parenthood's Margaret Sanger and 19 other founding members. So Sanger was part of that, and John D. Rockefeller was part of it, along with 19 other founding members.
Well, you can go all the way back to 1916 when Sanger started the first birth control clinic, which was illegal at that time, and then eventually founded Planned Parenthood. And she essentially committed her life to the eugenic population control and, in fact, stated that the word unfit was a code word for poor, blacks, and other minorities who were what she considered a menace to society. She basically became her own god in saying who should live and who shouldn't live.
Yeah, and during this meeting of these founders, John D. Rockefeller III, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, 19 other members, their first meeting noted with approval the, quote, rapid drop in fertility resulting from the urbanization of the American Negro population, close quote. So they are happy about that, that the black population is dropping in the urban areas. That's their goal, to drop the population of the black community through population control. And they also discussed the, quote, problem of the quality of the human gene pool. Quote, modern civilization had reduced the operation of natural selection by saving more weak lives and enabling them to reproduce, according to the eugenic Malthusian group. In other words, modern medicine that helped peoples live longer caused the human gene pool to be polluted because these people without modern medicine would otherwise die. These are the so-called less desirable people. These are the so-called weeds in the human garden, and they're being kept alive by modern medication. Like, say, for example, penicillin. Penicillin was a drug that clearly kept some people alive from infection. Well, according to these eugenicists, along the lines of Charles Darwin, where he wrote Origin of the Species by Means of Natural Selection or the Preservation of Favored Races, and in his subsequent book, The Descent of Man, he favored the idea that the population of humans would evolve and that the stronger would live and the weaker gene pool would die. So there would be natural selection and there would be preservation of favored races, meaning that there are some races that are disfavored. The problem that modern medicine posed for these population control people is that certain aspects of society, people that were sick, people that were weak, people that might die, they're living because of modern medicine. Oh my. So that is a real problem for them. And this Population Council history really sheds a light on the eugenic crusade to eradicate targeted populations through abortion and through birth control, and it continues on to the present. In fact, the Population Council, and this is something that we point out in our amicus brief, actually owns the patent to the drug mifepristone, or the so-called RU486.
And just think about that for a minute. The Population Council owns the patent for mifepristone. What does that say?
Yeah, so how did that happen? I mean, this drug originally was developed, remember, for those of you who have been in this arena for some time, you remember the French company, the Roussel Uclif. That company, a French company, that is the company that developed mifepristone. And so that company donated the rights of the drug to the Population Council after the company was unable to find a buyer. They developed the drug, they wanted to find a buyer, nobody wanted to buy the company. So they donated the patent to the Population Council. This group that goes back to John D. Rockefeller III and Margaret Sanger, founded in 1952 as a means to prevent population growth and advance eugenics. So now they own the drug mifepristone. And so what they did was they facilitated some, quote, clinical trials. We know how those work. And they fast-tracked approval by the FDA in 2000. Now, understand what was happening in 2000. Remember the 2000 election, Bush versus Gore? Well, who was president in 2000? It was Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton tried to do several things in the twilight hours of his presidency. He tried to push this drug through the administrative branch of the FDA so that this could be on the market. And so this was rushed through in the year 2000 in the twilight years, in the final months of Bill Clinton's presidency, and it gets clinically approved for drug distribution. And then what happened later was they approved it also to be distributed in the mail.
Right. And just think about the tremendous pressure on these particular entities to push this drug because of the amount of money they're now making off this drug.
Yeah. So during the FDA approval process, the Population Council transferred the rights to produce and distribute mifepristone, or RU486, to Danco Laboratories, a secretive, obscure entity formed in 1995 in the Cayman Islands in return for undisclosed royalties.
Wow.
Danco Laboratories then used the Chinese pharmaceutical company to manufacture the compounds for the drug. And so this is how RU46, the so-called morning after pill, where they give it all these, you know, fancy names and they try to hide its real purpose, came about. So if you go back, for example, to 1969, by 1969, this group, Population Council, was advocating fertility control agents to urban water supplies and the temporary sterilization of young women using, quote, time capsule contraceptives, close quote. Remember Ezekiel Emanuel, the architect of Obamacare? He advocated for the exact same thing, to put this contraceptive agent into drinking fountains so that when women would drink from public drinking fountains, they would unknowingly ingest a drug that would cause them to be infertile and thus reduce human population.
Wow.
I mean, and this is what the Population Council actually was talking about and advocating by 1969. This was before Roe versus Wade. This is the company that has this ownership interest in the drug mifepristone. I bet you didn't know that.
And, you know, aside from that, too, the safety concerns are alarming, and they dropped a lot of the safety protocols the FDA did. But this is now more dangerous than a surgical abortion, because people don't realize these women, you know, you go to Planned Parenthood, oh, they give them the pills, they take them home, you'll just have a heavy menstrual cycle. Women can actually bleed to death, and especially when they're by themselves, bleed to death after taking this pill.
Yeah, in this particular case, we also point out in our amicus brief that the FDA admitted expert testimony from Texas A&M University declaring that without chemical abortion, listen to this, more children will be born who will likely experience social, economic, and behavioral difficulties. Put simply, we say in the brief, the FDA, a federal agency, submitted a supporting declaration that claims that children should be aborted because they are more likely to be unfit for school, for adulthood, and for society.
You know, he also concluded the links between abortion, racist eugenics, and the plot to kill millions of unborn children via mifepristone seems lifted straight out of a pulp apocalyptic thriller, but sadly, it is true.
Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. You can read our brief. We filed it on behalf of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Council and the Frederick Douglass Foundation, focusing on the eugenic history of this drug and advocating that the Supreme Court should halt the distribution through the mail. lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.